Disaster also struck the Philippines this week in the form of a typhoon. Typhoon Ketsana caused unprecedented flooding in the capital, Manila. It took the lives of over 200 people and left thousands homeless. Now, another storm, dubbed a super typhoon, is heading straight for the northern Philippines. President Gloria Arroyo of the Philippines today declared a national state of calamity. Glenn Marbalock works for the relief group Oxfam in Manila and is helping prepare for the arrival of Typhoon Parma. Glenn, what is it like there right now? Are people anxious?
Oh, they are. In fact, earlier this evening, people were rushing to their homes because Manila was put on signal number one in anticipation of the super typhoon hitting it at its tail end by early Sunday morning.
And what distinguishes a super typhoon from a typhoon?
It's actually not a scientific, it's not of a scientific basis. People have dubbed it super typhoon because it seems like it's going to affect a lot of people, and it seems like it's going to be very, very strong. So they've dubbed it as a super typhoon.
And what exactly does signal number one mean? Is that kind of an alarm system?
Oh yeah, signal number one is based on the tailwind measurement, so that signal number three and four signifies a very, very strong tailwind, and this one characterizes the tailwind that approaches northern Luzon, which is 10 to 15 hours from Metro Manila.
And is it expected that that tailwind is going to increase in speed?
What in fact is happening right now is that the super typhoon is decreasing in speed. So because that is happening, it will increase the rainfall in northern Luzon, so it's actually more dangerous.
Now, the government of the Philippines is forcibly evacuating hundreds of thousands of people. Where are those evacuations taking place, and how are they progressing?
The evacuation is taking place in northern Luzon. Some families live, like, on the coastal areas, and some of these families, understandably, refuse to evacuate because they are going to be leaving the only properties that they have in life. So they are very hesitant to evacuate. But the government has realized and has learned its lesson from the previous typhoon earlier this week, and so has ordered the forced evacuation.
And have the
the forced evacuation itself is being carried out in certain parts of Metro Manila in anticipation of the super typhoon hitting Manila by early morning of Sunday.
Have the people of Manila ever had anything like this before? Do they know what to expect?
Actually, no. This kind of flooding that was caused by a rainfall has never been experienced by Manila in like 80 to 100 years.
And Ms. Marbalock, how worried are you personally?
Personally, I'm not as worried about it because they're projecting this super typhoon to actually cross over to northern Luzon without affecting a lot of rainfall on Manila. So I'm optimistic that we might not get hit. And if we do, I think people now are more prepared for it so that we have provisions in the houses. We know what which numbers to call if ever we'll be trapped in our homes, etc. So we are more optimistic about how to deal with the disaster that may happen.
Glenn Marbalock with Oxfam in Manila. Thank you very much, and the best of luck to you in the next 24 hours.
Thank you very much.